Welcome to the Mantic Universe podcast. I'm Peter Swift.
I'm Brandon Rossbaum.
And I'm Mark Zielinski. Welcome, everyone, to another Mup Short. And I'm really excited about this one because we have Brandon Rossbaum from Winged Hussar Publishing with us. How you doing today, Brandon?
Doing great. Glad to be back. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Mark. And Peter, it's great to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you, Brandon.
There you go. So, as I mentioned before, this is a Mup Short. We just wanted to grab Brandon real quick and see what's going on. So, Brandon, can you give us a little update on what's happening at Winged Hussar? Most people know that you've retired from the workaday world and have gone full-time as editor, and hopefully that's going to produce some more novels for us. So can you give us a little update?
Absolutely. There's a lot of fun stuff going on right now. Over the summer, we acquired an interest in a history bookstore called On Military Matters, and they have new, used, and out-of-print books. My role has kind of shifted to be working at the daily operations of that, and it's been a lot of fun. It's put me in a lot of contact with a lot of other people, and I've been able to connect the dots and say, hey, I also work for Winged Hussar Publishing, and so it's let me introduced me to a lot of other people who work in this field, and it's been great for networking. So that's been my daily job, most of the week, and I have 2 days of where I'm just dedicated to home time working for Winged Hussar Publishing, which is, even in just those 2 days, it's increased my capabilities exponentially, which has been great. Besides that, we started a podcast called the Winged Hussar WH Pubcast. The name of that kind of came up where it's like, well, it's the Winged Hussar Publishing Podcast. So instead of two P's, we just took one of them away, and it's the WH Pubcast. You can find us on Podbean, YouTube. We're all over all streaming, and that's kind of been an outlet for our authors to be able to talk about their works, and it's allowed me and the other authors to talk about writing tips and writing strategies and what goes on behind the scenes as far as like what goes on in writing a novel in an IP licensed setting versus creating an original novel. We talked about character development. We talk about dialogue. Mark Barber is my main co-host, but we've had Ben Stoddard on a few times, interviewed him about his upcoming novel, which that episode's going to be out in January. And speaking of, the latest Kings of War stuff we have going on is Ben just finished a very lore-heavy dwarf novel called Pride of a King, which kind of goes into the background of the free dwarves versus the imperial dwarves and what goes on there, and kind of sets the scene about the whole dwarf background and has some interesting implications for the lore. I'm interested to hear what people are going to think when that comes out. Surprisingly, some of the stuff that we've left as surprises has worked its way out, and I'm not sure how, but we'll see what happens when, you know, people actually get a read on it and see what they think. And the latest novel I'm working on is Mike Rossi's Honor's Price, which is another free dwarf heavy novel about a clan of free dwarfs who are trying to reclaim their hold from abyssal dwarf hands. And it's been pretty good so far. I'm into the first round of edits on that, and hope to have that out before Adepticon. So people who are going to Adepticon, look forward to a whole bunch of new stuff since we've been there last, because we have Mark Barber's dual release novels that came out over the summer as well. So we'll have a whole bunch of new things for readers to look forward to.
Oh, very cool. So Ben's novel is going to be January, and then maybe we get Mike's in March, late March.
Yeah, we're hoping right now. Ben's novel was finished about a month ago, and Vince put the finishing layout on it. But there's about a month turnaround from the printer. Things have gotten substantially better since COVID, where it was taking like half a year to get a book out. Now it's about a month. So we're hoping to try to have it out by the end of the year. We'll probably have it out by the end of the year in ebook form, because ebooks are instantaneous. You know, as soon as we're done laying it out, we can put it out and say, hey, here's the ebook. But we try to correlate it so it comes out close to the physical book release. We were trying to toy around with an idea for like Winged Hussar Publishing 12 Days of Christmas thing, but it didn't necessarily come to fruition the way we really would have liked it to. So we might still put Ben's Pride of a King out before the end of the year. It's just like a Christmas gift. So if you're interested in picking that up, look forward to it around Christmas time. But physical book will be out in January. Mike's, we were also trying to have out by the end of the year, but it needed a little bit more revisions and work to it. So probably, like you said, March, if we can get everything lined up. That one's going to kind of be close for Adepticon, but my goal is still to have it out before then.
Oh, very, very cool. Now, you mentioned 12 Days of Christmas. So does that mean we'll be seeing another Black Friday sale from you guys?
We haven't solidified it yet. Yes, we're looking to do a Black Friday sale, but we're kind of trying to still work out what we want to do. Originally, the concept came out of we were going to do 6 of our older titles as free ebooks, where if you found the sale for that day, you could download the book that day, and that was it. And then we were going to do 6 new book releases in 6 days, because we have 6 books in various stages of like end layout. So Vince said, well, we could put 6 new ebooks out just for that day only. But one of the authors wasn't too pleased with that idea, because he didn't necessarily want to put it out early and then have people experience FOMO that they missed the one day sale. So we're kind of rethinking how we're going to do it. We might still do 12 old ebooks out for one day only free download, or 50%. We got to work on the specifics of that. But we do have some sales that we're brewing. We just haven't finalized how we want to do it yet. So if you're interested in our holiday sales, just stay tuned to our Facebook page, the Wincaster Publishing LLC Facebook page, and you know, we'll announce it there, and also the Zmok Books Facebook page.
I was just going to ask that. So they just need to type in Wincaster Publishing in Facebook and they'll find you?
Yep. If you go to the search bar on Facebook, you can look up Wincaster Publishing or Zmok Books. That's Z-M-O-K Books. Wincaster Publishing, the Facebook page focuses primarily on all of our history works, and the Zmok Books page focuses on our sci-fi, fantasy, and horror books. Vince and I both share duties, but I've been trying to be a little bit more active in what we've been posting on there. So any sales that we have, both pages will be posting it.
All right. Very, very cool. That's great. I know Peter had some questions for you. So, Peter, why don't we get you mixed in here? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, just a few. Basically, I sort of re-listened to your last appearance on the pod, went through that. And I know you mentioned back then that there were going to be maybe some more sci-fi novels, given that most of the books are fantasy-based at the minute, but you'd mentioned Contagion, was it, and Cascade. Is there any sort of update on that sort of side of things?
So I wish I could give a little bit more better news on that. I can tell you that the second Dreadball novel, The Final Rush, is done, and we're just waiting for the cover for that. That was kind of an interesting state, because Mantic kind of asked us not to really push that so much, because you know the game's kind of in a limbo status right now. But we already had a contract, and the book is a quick read, so I was able to get it done in between. I had an Infinity novel, and then I had Pride of the King, and I was able to get it done, squeak it out real quick in between those. So we had a contract we had to fulfill with a long-term author of ours, and we like I said, it was a quick read, so we were able to get that done. Cascade, I have talked with the author, and he is still working on that, but he also has a Kings of War novel that he's prioritizing, Danny Graves. He's working on his Kings of War novel first and foremost, and he's doing – we have an upcoming Armada anthology we're going to be working on. Mark Barber is running the head on that, and we have a bunch of people in the community who are writing short stories, and Danny Graves is doing a story for that. Danny's been really active in that anthology, and I'm really looking forward to see what people think about that. So he said he's been focusing on the anthology, short story, and his novel, and then he's going to go back and finish working on that. Contagion, I have schedule, or I have contracted, but we don't have a release date yet. The tough thing is, especially when you're working with a company who's got multiple genres and books, you want to put focus on one thing at a time. So if we – Kings of War is kind of like our main focal point with Mantic, and if we switch gears to the sci-fi stuff, we're then taking away from – Kings of War. So then that pushes the Kings of War novel back even further. And then on the flip side, we also do work with other companies. So we've got Infinity. That's our flagship sci-fi property that we're working with. So if we push – so I have to find a way to work in Kings of War, Infinity, and then where there's time, I have to focus in on the sci-fi stuff. But it just hasn't been able to work in yet. On the other side of that, too, we've also got game books we're trying to work into the schedule as well. Rise of the Shadow King that Matt Gilbert wrote. That's in our queue to get backlisted and put out again. But again, it's always an issue of time. So we're trying to work those in. but we want to kind of push through our backlog of Kings of War novels because there's a lot of them that are lore heavy. So we're trying to thin that out first, and then we're going to try to push forward the sci-fi stuff a little bit.
Yeah. I think, Mantic produced these games, and even they feel that tension of which one to focus on at a time. So
Absolutely.
So going back to Kings of War then, obviously they've had the big release of the Twilight King recently. The latest Clash of Kings book has a lot of lore on them. Are there any, you said yourself that you wanted to sort of explore the more villainous factions a little bit. Are there any plans for a Twilight King themed novel at all?
Yes. So I've got two authors who are doing Twilight King novels, and they were waiting for the lore. They now have the lore, and they're reworking their premises to kind of fit that better. Danny Graves is author of a novel called Rage and Grace, and I've had some preliminary readers tell me it's fantastic. I actually had a couple people say, can you push it up the pub schedule? I wanted to see this out because it's really good. And I love Danny. He's a very dedicated, talented author. He did a short story for our Poison and Pestilence anthology we did. During COVID, we did a free anthology just so that way people had something to read while they were sitting at home. And Danny wrote a story for that that was really good. So he's eager to – he's working on getting his Twilight Kin lore up to snuff. So that way that's a little bit – so that flows with Clash of Kings. And then Riley Nadeau is doing Kindred Adrift, which is going to be a Twilight Kin heavy novel as well. And it's going to have a lot of boat and armada references. And that's one of the things that, you know, Matt Gilbert has kind of talked about, that in these novels, it's not just Kings of War or Armada or Dungeon Saga. It is the world of Panathor. And so that's what we're trying to push a little bit more, is we're not trying to stay so focused on army faction novel. We're trying to say, well, these are Basileans that exist in Panathor. So you see aspects of our Armada and Dungeon Saga kind of creep in. And you can kind of see that in Hero Falling, which was Mark Barber's latest novel. It's kind of a Dungeon Saga central novel because they are exploring a crypt and blah, blah, blah. But it is set in the wider Panathor universe. So you see aspects of different things like the undead, not the Night Stalkers, but the undead. And you see that kind of play in with it being a mix of both of the games and just wider Panathor novels. So we have two Twilight Kin novels definitely scheduled, Kindred Adrift and Raging Grace.
And I think just one more. I've only read a couple of the novels. I'm partway through my third one, which is Drowned Secrets. I normally read series of books rather than standalone novels. Now, I know Steps to Deliverance had like a twin sequel, was it? And the two Dwarven books that are coming out are linked in a way. But most of the books are standalone, right? Is there any plans to do like a series of books?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of series as well. I'm a big fan of when I read something I really enjoy, I want to learn more about the characters. I don't want the adventure to end. Because usually I find, I'm a big comic book fan as well, so I find things like the Avengers. There was really only one or two movies where the Avengers were a whole team. It's usually kind of like they come together and now they're apart. So I'm a big fan of, let's explore that team dynamic. Let's explore the characters more and see more of their adventures. So yeah, like you said, Steps to Deliverance, that's a series where we have the sequels of Hero Falling and Faith Aligned. One takes place focusing on Orion, and one takes place focusing on Estelle. And then those two novels will come back together in a fourth novel in that series, bringing all the characters back together. Pious, which is another book written by Mark Barber, while it doesn't have any of the characters featured in Steps to Deliverance, there are familial ties in that. So there are direct character ties that link Pious into that greater series that Mark Barber's working on. Ben Stoddard does have a sequel to Drowned Secrets coming out called, I think, In the Wake of the Leviathan. But it's been pushed to the back burner right now because Ben wants to focus on doing the Dwarf trilogy first and foremost. And that said, Pride of a King is a trilogy, and it's going to have two more big Dwarf novels. I don't know if we have the names of them yet. I'm just taking a quick look. No, we don't have the names of the other two in the Dwarf series yet. But Ben is already... The outline was approved for the second Dwarf novel, and I think he's partway into the first draft. So that's going to be coming soon. Broken Alliance might get a sequel. It might just get some more halflings, maybe not in the sequel. I know we've kind of – that's gotten a lot of reception that people want to see more. So I've kind of talked to Scott and twisted his arm a little bit about we're going to work on another book in the Kings of War universe. I just don't know if it's going to be a sequel or just another halfling novel. So expect something along with that. Rise of Celestians was originally planned as a trilogy, and Clint is working on the other two books, but it's just been slow. Clint's also been helping Mantic develop a lot of the lore. You'll see his name starting to appear in a lot of the books now, which is really cool. So I'm glad I was able to make that connection with the two of them. But because of that, he's been kind of in all of Clint's other responsibilities. It's been hard to get that second Celestians book done. He did send me a sample to read to make sure that he's getting the right tone of how the Celestians should come across. I was very impressed with it. If you know your Mantic background lore from the rulebook, you kind of have an idea where this is going to go. And it does a really good job of leading there. As somebody who also, you know, I had to brush up on all the Mantic lore before I went into this, I was kind of curious to see how the Celestian books were going to go, because it was kind of like, well, it's been already explained, the timeline. But the way he's structured the characters and the way that he actually writes the next part is really cool. I'm interested to see how – I'm always interested to see how fans are going to react to this. So that's the next thing that he's working on. Rob Berman is going to be doing another book with us, but it's not going to be Goblin related. He's working on I think Ratkin's the next thing he's working on. And then so far, those are all of – looking at the pub schedule. Those are all the sequels that we have right now. So our key head authors on Kings of War are Mark Barber and Ben Stoddard, and they've got plenty of ideas for stuff they want to keep working on.
Yeah, that all sounds great. And just finally, one last thing. Chris asked you the last time you were on what the best way to sort of support Winged Hussar and the books is, and you said, you know, buying off Amazon is probably the best way and leaving a review. Is that still the same?
It's a very tricky subject because it kind of changes where you buy the book and the level of support we get changes every year. So just buying a book anywhere and leaving a review is honestly the best thing, either on Amazon or Goodreads. If you leave a review, that tells other people, good or bad, what to think about the book, and it helps with the algorithm and it helps to make our books more seen. Whether you buy directly from us, whether you buy from Amazon, or whether you buy from your local bookstore, we would just love to see people supporting the franchise. I'm trying a social experiment with Ben, and if somebody else wants to, if there are people listening that want to help me with the social experiment, that would be excellent. So Barnes & Noble is doing this thing where they only stock bestsellers and they only stock what will sell. So if the next time you're looking to buy a Kings of War novel or any of our novels, go to your local Barnes & Noble and request it with a person and just talk about, oh yeah, I've been trying to find this everywhere and nobody, you know, it's a good seller, but nobody seems to have it. Because we're trying to see if we can push our books on the shelves of Barnes & Noble just by interest. And I will say, our books, Barnes & Noble has access to our entire library. When we were doing our Beyond the Gates of Antares books, I had an end cap of the books I took a picture in front of because the guy said, oh, yeah, no, I love science fiction fantasy. We'll stock it. So our books were in Barnes & Noble in my local one and in New York City for several months. So Barnes & Noble can do it. We just have to have people ask for it. So talk to your local Barnes & Noble manager. Talk to your local bookseller. They can reach out to me directly. They can reach out to Simon & Schuster. We can always make it happen.
Oh, very, very cool. All right. Well, we'll have to work up something around that. See if we can maybe gather on the Mantic Universe podcast Facebook page and see if we can coordinate a little bit. That would be fun. You know, like I went and talked to my local Barnes & Noble and this is what they said. So that would be very, very cool.
If you guys are able to start something, let me know. I'd love to hear it. Like I said, I'm trying it with Ben. He's going to tell his students to all go in and order like a copy of Drowned Secrets or Pride of a King and see if they actually stock it.
Well, I am at my local Barnes & Noble at least once a month. So Toby is a frequent shopper. So I will certainly do that when I'm there. That's going to be very, very cool. So how
always
about for
appreciate the support.
Oh, well, you know you got it from me. How about for our European listeners? Is there anything that they can do specific to like the UK or, you know, the EU? Any suggestions?
I'm not as familiar. That would be more of a Vince question. Any major book chains, they have access to our catalog. Like I said, we're available. We're distributed by Simon & Schuster. So every single one of our books is available to purchase from any major book chain. Local hobby stores, too. You know, if your local hobby stores are looking to expand a little bit and try to keep books in instead of just like game books, but keep like our physical lore books in, they can reach out to us directly. Or if they have, because I don't know how many hobby stores have access to like ordering from Simon & Schuster, but they can reach out to us directly. And it doesn't matter if they're local or if they're in the United States or if they're in the UK, Australia, we can make it work. Because again, because we're distributed by Simon & Schuster, we can do worldwide. We can take care of you wherever you are. So definitely reach out to us if you're interested in stocking our books, and I can make sure it happens.
We have,
at a reasonable price too.
We have Waterstones in the UK, which is probably like the equivalent of Barnes & Noble. So.
That's it. Yes. As soon as you said that name, it rang a bell. That would be it.
Yeah. So I will pop into my local Waterstones and I will ask them to stock. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate the support.
There you go. All right. Well, we will. After we record this, I'll wait for release and we'll put a Facebook page post up and we'll see what we can do. So maybe we'll do a random draw for something or something like that, Brandon. But that'd be fun.
Listen, I will say this. If somebody listening can get their Barnes & Noble to stock our books and take a picture and send it to me, I will send them a free ebook of their choice, whether it's history, science fiction, fantasy. I will take care of it if they can give me a picture.
There you go. That's awesome. So where would they contact you at, Brandon? Where would be the best place to do that?
Well, we're always open to Facebook messages. So you can send us a message on Facebook through the Wingtoaster Publishing page. There's a mock page. We have a Wingtoaster Publishing group that, you know, you can talk with the authors directly. You can send me personally a message at Brandon Rossbond, or you can send me an email at brandon.rossbond@gmail.com. That's Brandon, period, Rospond, @gmail.com. I answer, whether it's messenger or email, I answer same day or next day as soon as I can.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I know we only had you for a limited bit of time today, but Peter and I would love to have you back, and I'm sure the audience would love to hear more all about what's going on over there at Wingtoaster. I remember the phone call I had with Tom Vassell on the Dice Tower when he was working part-time doing it when he was in South Korea, and he said, "Mark, just watch what happens when I put my efforts into this full-time." So, Brandon, I'm having that same flashback with you here. I can't wait to see what happens with Wingtoaster now that you've got time dedicated to it, and we'll see where we can go.
Thank you. We're working on it. I'm trying to make all sorts of connections and reaching out to all sorts of people who, you know, I'm trying to put books in people's hands. So also, if anybody knows of any celebrities on the internet or anybody who I can just put a book in their hands to read, let me know. I'm always happy to give people a book to foster the love of reading.
And reading is a good thing. I find my kids, if they read and get off their cell phones, things are better. I don't know what it is. I think they do better just overall, you know, in school and just overall. I just think that, you know, if we make them read, because we used to have family reading hour, all the phones, all the TVs, everything went off, and you had to read a book, and we were all in the same room, so we made sure it happened. But they're a little older. I can't get away with enforcing that anymore. But I always found that if we missed it, it was a lot worse week. So,
yep.
Absolutely. Good for the kids. All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Thank your lovely wife for granting us this time with you, and I know you've got some family stuff to do. And as soon as we get you scheduled to come back, we'll get you back on.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to talk to you guys.